Assistant professor in the economics department, Seidman College of Business, a regular segment where we talk business and more. Always a pleasure catching us up, Kevin Callison, with this unique topic. We're doing a series on the ACA and the Medicaid expansion and, well, basically why we should care. Kevin, always a pleasure. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Remind me again of what you do.
Well, I'm a professor in the economics department at Grand Valley, and my focus is health economics. So I tend to teach classes that are based on health policy and healthcare.
Are these elective classes that your students take?
It depends. Mm-hmm. My undergraduate classes are primarily elective. I also teach some graduate classes that are part of an executive MBA program that we offer.
I would think this is a must when it comes to educating the future on this topic.
We've definitely seen demand for my classes pick up over the past few years. So when I first started here, I had relatively few students, and now my classes are full. So
that's because they like Professor Callison.
Well, it's also a timely topic.
Okay, let's talk about a timely topic. I know you are in the midst, of finishing up a paper on the labor market effects of the ACA's, that Affordable Care Act's Medicaid expansion, and you want to talk about this. We have been. Give us the idea.
Yeah, so we've talked about a couple issues with the Medicaid expansion before, but this one is another issue. It's a complicated issue, and that is that the ACA Medicaid expansions could actually have an impact on labor supply and labor markets. And the story is that the ACA provided federal funding for states to expand their Medicaid programs, which are generally programs for low-income families to obtain health insurance. Originally, the expansion was basically mandatory under the ACA, but a Supreme Court ruling said that the federal government couldn't force states to expand their Medicaid programs, and so it became optional for states to expand their Medicaid programs. So far, about 30 states and D.C. have decided to expand their programs to make those programs more generous, to include more people in the Medicaid program. Another 19 states have decided against doing that, and then there's Utah right now who's still deciding whether or not they'll do this.
Your paper examines the magnitude of these labor market changes associated with the ACA's Medicaid expansion. Is a good summary here?
Yeah, so interestingly, I think one of the unintended consequences of a Medicaid expansion would be that people who are working just to obtain health insurance, because primarily in the U.S., private health insurance is mainly provided through your employer. So if you're working just to obtain health insurance and now there's a Medicaid expansion in your state, which makes coverage more generous, you may decide to quit your job and take up Medicaid instead of getting your employer-sponsored insurance. So it could be that you leave the labor force altogether. It could be that you switch to a job that doesn't offer health insurance but may be better for you in some other ways. So basically the idea is that when these public insurance expansions happen, those could lead to increased mobility in the labor market, either switching jobs, maybe becoming self-employed, or in some cases leaving the labor market altogether because you don't need the health insurance anymore.
The ACA incentivized states to expand their current Medicaid programs, what, to higher income populations here?
Yeah, so prior to the ACA, children and pregnant women were covered by a federal mandate up to between 100 and 133% of the federal poverty level. If you were a parent of a Medicaid-eligible child, you could also be eligible for Medicaid yourself in some states. If you were a childless adult, in many states it was almost impossible, if not impossible, for you to qualify for Medicaid coverage. So the ACA was the goal was to try and expand the Medicaid program in all states so that everyone would be covered up to 138% of the federal poverty level. But again, that didn't happen because the Supreme Court said it's up to the states to decide.
What is this, Kevin? Slightly more than half of the states in the U.S. followed through with the expansion, this past year in 2014. The rest didn't expand.
Yeah, the states that did expand most decided to do so in January of 2014. There were a handful, about five states, including Michigan, that expanded their Medicaid programs after January, later in 2014. And then the remaining 19 states who decided that they're not going to expand their programs. So what this means is that this is kind of nice from a research perspective, because you've got different states making different decisions, and we can compare people in expanding versus non-expanding states to see if there are different effects for these people on their labor market outcomes.
Yeah, I would think that would be your key, having this potential to impact labor market incomes. Respond to this. Some have predicted larger labor market effects, while other studies suggest minor changes are likely to occur, Kevin.
Yeah, so when the ACA was being debated and there was talk of this big Medicaid expansion, there were some people who were really worried that this could have big impacts on labor markets, because a lot of people may decide that, well, I'm not going to keep working my job anymore just to get health insurance. In fact, I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to sign up for Medicaid, and then we'll see a reduction in labor supply. There were actually a couple papers that looked at smaller state Medicaid expansions and found evidence of large impacts on labor supply. But until now, nobody's really looked at the national impact of the ACA. Just we've been basing these data off smaller state expansions.
And lastly, Kevin, in your paper, what did you find when it comes to effects of the Medicaid expansion on several different labor market outcomes? I think you found no real effects.
Yeah, that's right. Ours is the first paper to really look at this at a national level. It's a little early to do so because, like I said, most states just adopted the Medicaid expansion in January of 2014. So there's not a lot of data since then that to use. But ours is the first paper to try and look at this at a national level instead of just looking at state Medicaid, smaller Medicaid expansions for individual states. So when we look at the national level, we really find no big effects. We looked at labor force participation rates. We looked at the average hours per week that people work. There was some discussion that the ACA may incentivize employers to switch to part-time employment, and we don't really see any effects of that. We also looked at job tenure, how long you're on your current job, and we don't see big changes there. So basically, the findings of our paper show no real large labor market impacts yet of the ACA's Medicaid expansion.
You like what you do.
Yeah, I do. I really like the research component.
Great. How do we continue this conversation and or find out more about the paper, Kevin?
Well, you can email me. My email address is callisok@gvsu.edu.
Classes today?
Yeah, right when I leave here, actually.
Okay, get on over. Thank you, Kevin Callison. Again, our regular segment on behalf of the Seidman College of Business, you assistant professor in the economics department, and more. Thanks.
Thank you.